The mental health provider Sweetser has announced it is ending its clinic-based therapy program that will affect 450 children and adults. The nonprofit says it made the decision because reimbursement rates from both the state and from private insurers are not enough to support the service. And while Sweetser says it'll work to find alternative services for the hundreds of people affected, mental health advocates say that will come as a challenge. Patty White has more.
Sweetser's clinic-based therapy, which it offers at five locations from York to Lewiston, will end by mid-December. Other services at those locations will continue, as will therapy services in the community, including those offered at public schools and primary care offices. Sweetser declined an interview request, but in a letter sent to community partners, Vice President of Programs Jim Martin says the 450 people who currently receive clinic-based therapy will need to transition to services elsewhere. The announcement concerns Jenna Maynard, CEO of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine.
This is 450 individuals who were brave enough to ask for help, found a clinician, clearly found a connection to that clinician if they continued to go, who now don't have services, and those services are not easily replaced in the current landscape of Maine's mental health system.
Maynard says there's already a shortage of mental health providers throughout the state. The executive director of the Consumer Counsel System of Maine, Simone Mallon, says Sweetser's announcement is a bellwether of what's been happening in the community mental health system for years.
I think if there is not a big warning bell going off right now for the department and for the community, there definitely should be.
Maine's Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew says in a written statement that rebuilding the state's mental health system is a top priority for the Mills administration, and that community-based services are central to the state's strategy. She doesn't say what specific steps the state may take, but Sweetser says both public and private reimbursement rates are too low to support the clinic-based model. Democratic State Senator Kathy Breen, who's co-chair of a recently formed mental health working group, says the group will examine rates and make recommendations in a forthcoming report.
We really need a system-wide review so that folks in Maine are getting the services they need in the proper level of care and in their community.
Simone Mallon of the Consumer Counsel System agrees that reimbursement rates need a boost, but she says the problem goes a bit deeper.
I don't think you can make really good decisions unless you're talking to each other and collaborating to find out what are the holes, where do we need to beef up services, and you can't do that until you start talking to each other. And that's one thing that I see still continuing to be a challenge in this current administration.
Mallon says the working group is a good start towards strengthening Maine's mental health system, but she says the state should continually solicit feedback from both providers and consumers to achieve the best results. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.